Good morning, beautiful overcast morning. This is a follow-up to yesterday's video, podcast, etc. And it's about what the red pill community does so poorly and so wrong by young men. So yesterday's was about the positives, and those are that men need to hear these things from people that are a bit older than them and have maybe done it and maybe dealt with it. So I see some positive in telling young men what some of the red pill influences splurge out. But for the most part, it stops there and it becomes toxic and it's pretty fucking gross. Because the truth is, at 18, 19, 20, as a man, you don't offer much. Because you're not expecting to, my guy or my girl. Men that young can't offer too much. And I think they get out of high school, they then have to compete. This is a lot of repeating yesterday's video. They get out of school, they then have to compete with older men for the same women. Which... a woman's value doesn't happen in any particular time in life. There's no time frame that these red pill content guys give about, oh, a woman's most value is at 21, and it's a load of shit. Everyone's individual. There's no holistic idea of men or women and when we offer value. A 21-year-old may be a millionaire and may offer value as a young man, but you're also not expected to be there. So, yeah, I think that's what comes. And then it's easy to suck us into that because we feel it. The pain point is very real that we feel. We're no good. That girl that used to be with us and used to like us in high school, well, she's now got more options and she must be a hoe. Like, give us me a fucking break. She's just going into the big pond. So are the rest of us. We've gone on to do bigger and better things since high school. And I think that's how it gets to suck in so many young men, because there's an existential crisis that happens outside of high school that we are in a big pond. We're no longer the cool guys. We're no longer the sports jocks or whatever the fuck you want to call those kind of people. We're now competing with older men, and women want older men. And now that I'm older, I can see why women want older men, because we're fucking idiots when we're young. It's just as simple as that. Like, from 18, 19, 20 to 23, 20, even like 26-year-old me is more of an idiot than I am today. And I'm sure 35, 30-year-old me will be a fucking idiot too. So that's how the world goes. And women make that realization as well, but men do. More so to a point, because as we start to get older, we can do the things that red pill influencers want us to do. I think. So provide for a woman, support her. So I am the breadwinner of my family. It's the role that me and my wife are comfortable with. She was always career driven, always wanted to earn more. She had a kid and then realized that I want to be a mum. And that's fine. There's nothing setting fucking feminists back or men forward or whatever it may be. It's just how each individual relationship works. So that's how me and my wife worked it out. And then it's evidently we're more of a traditional household than the internet gets to put forward. I think if you go to a lot of households, they're probably traditional. And I think that the red pill feminist content gets to show extremes and then gets to hit on those extremes. That's my personal view on it. Let me have a quick sip of coffee. So more of a traditional household. And I think that the red pill content harps on about it and then spews out how toxic you can get so we can divide us further and then almost suck us into this cult that it becomes. And I think men get older and they mature and they will just mature out of this stupid shit content of body count, I don't know, hormone pills, all that kind of shit that comes with watching one podcast. You get to watch all the podcasts. Like, listen to one and I'm sure you've heard their opinion on every single topic that they'll ever talk about. Which is just a bit of a fucking joke. If anyone's like that, well, then they're probably just regurgitating thoughts that aren't their own. And you need to consider if they're a valid person to talk to. Like, if you're stuck in one ideology and you can't see differences across different political ideologies, then they're probably just not someone worth listening to. So that's where the hate comes from. And it's what colors you were getting and all this kind of shit. Like, it just creates such a parrot and an echo chamber. And then, oh, well, this guy got dumped because his girl found someone that earns more money and then women only want money. And it's just a self-serving echo chamber that puts us down to wallow in our misery together to then subset ourselves aside. And I feel like self-improvement as a whole does quite a bit of that. It does a bit of a, well, I'm a man, I'm going to provide, and we're better than you. And it's the same as like self-improvement sort of does like a, well, I'm on a self-improvement journey. I've deleted social media. You should delete it because it's no good for you and I'm better than you because I don't have it. And that's what the same mindset that red pill stuff does is it does project that I'm better than you because I believe it and that's my ideology and that kind of stuff, which is a lot of fucking shit. However you and your relationship work out is the way that it works out. And whatever is positive for you might not be positive for the next person. So remove yourself a bit from it. And I'm not saying to disagree with all of it, because there are some points that I hear from men that are real, that we've all faced, and offer some solution. And I think that's where the issue with the red pill is, after 5.5 minutes of ranting about it. The issue is that there's no solution given by these red pill content creators. It's all about, this is the way the world should be, and it's crap because it's not how it used to be. And yeah, okay, but we're not going back to that. Move forward. How do we get past this? And I think the self-improvement stuff, which has fallen out of the red pill, I believe, is the solution to it. It's, you know what? Work on yourself from 18 to 24. Chances are the girl that you're with then, or what you're doing then in your degree or whatever it may be, isn't what you're going to be doing when you're 30 or 40. So realize that life's long. Don't do things that you don't agree with, and have your own school of thought moving forward. So things are going to be different moving forward. Exponential growth says that in 10 years, we don't even know what the fuck. You don't even know what the fuck you're going to be watching this on. Nor do I know if this is still a valid method of communication. So exponential growth says that things aren't going backwards. So let's start working on things forward. And that's, again, what I believe self-improvement is about. So this is kind of what's a rant about red pill. Yesterday was supposed to be good, but it turned into a rant. So I think I'll leave it there today. Have a good day. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Who knows? I don't really have anything else that's troubling me at the moment. So I'll think of something to just rant about for 10 minutes. Peace out. Catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you.